This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, May 19. I am a branch. Our reading comes from John chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine. You are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Have you ever seen the damage to trees after a heavy windstorm? Limbs and branches are often strewn about the landscape, and some land on houses and cars, causing even more damage. Often those branches still have healthy-looking leaves and fruit, but we know they will soon die. When a branch is severed from the main trunk, its vitality is lost, its lifeline is gone, its leaves will wither and die, and its fruit will decay. Jesus conveys a similar message in John 15, saying, I am the vine, you are the branches. He helps us to see that if we break away from him, the true vine, we will not have his spiritual life in us. Though we may appear vibrant for a while, we will lack the capacity to produce spiritual life, health, or fruit on our own. Only if we stay connected to Jesus can we bear spiritual fruit that endures. The main function of a vine, such as a grapevine, is to bear fruit. And fruit-bearing sums up our purpose as followers of Jesus. In fact, Jesus explains that every branch that bears no fruit will be cut off. But with his Spirit living in us, we will yield fruit such as love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. This is our calling. Pray with me. Holy Spirit, by your life-giving power, produce a crop of spiritual fruit in our lives. May your glory shine forth, and may others be enriched by the fruits of our lives. In Jesus, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.